Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's the deal, Mike, with me as far as this Lane Kiffin situation. Coaches can now take players with them. Didn't used to be that way, right? Coach left. Right. We killed coaches for years leaving kids.
Right.
Oh, what about the kids? I cannot tell you how many times I heard that from people over the years. Now, they're all mercenaries. The coaches and the players.
Right.
Players are going to leave. Coaches are going to leave. And that is what fundamentally has changed. The rev sharing, the NIL, the it's liberated players to be able to make these choices. And so when we talk about Lane in this situation at Ole Miss, when they say, hey, he wanted to coach, okay, fine, you're not coaching. There's no way because of what you laid out is the circumstances of the calendar and, you know, taking poaching players and poaching coaches. Like, you're either with us or you're against us, right? That's the right end of the day. But I also think that it's more than just being a better job. I just feel like everybody's using that as, well, you know, it's a better job and he should have probably made this decision. I just think, guys, what fundamentally used to be a big deal in college football isn't anymore. And so now when coaches leave, what is the fuss? The fuss used to be you recruited a guy, you promised him, Mike, you were going to be there. Nobody's using that anymore.
No, that's gone. I mean, now that these guys are basically semi-professionals and they can leave after every year, That argument doesn't hold any water. That's like talking about amateurism. That's gone. I just feel bad for Keith Carter, you know, the athletic director for Ole Miss, because two ways of looking at this. And I was telling this to Carl. We were talking about this morning. Okay, you're going to leave. You're going to take half the team. You're going to do what Cignetti did with James Madison. You're going to gut my team, you know, and we'll be screwed, and so be it. But if you can, and these guys can maintain focus, I'm Ole Miss, and that's why he's going to LSU, because you're never going to win a natty at Ole Miss. I, Carl, say, you know what? I'll swallow my pride, and you finish what you started, and then you'll go to our arch rival. And hopefully we'll find somebody, and in this case they go with Golding, the defensive coordinator. We'll talk more about that coming up. But I wonder, though, could you have ever sold that to your team? Look, fans, this is our best shot. We're going to probably get a home playoff game, and this team, you know, hey, I had Georgia on the ropes in Athens. This is a team that can win a national championship. We'll take our lumps afterwards because, hey, even if we suck for the next 2 years, Carl, as we rebuild, we'll have a national championship. The only national championship they have, they didn't have black players on the team. It's been that long for Ole Miss.
No doubt.
So, I mean, that's the one argument. But even that's a fantasy. That's an untenable situation for everyone involved.
The only way that could have worked is assured promises from Lane and his agent, Mike, and everybody involved that, you know what? When you leave, you start over, meaning you don't take any of our players.
Right, which he's never going to sign off.
And you don't take any of our coaches. You can stay here and finish the job, but when you leave, you're starting fresh, and you're bringing in your own people, and you're not. And nobody's going to do that. I mean, Lane's in on a lot of these players, just as you know, a lot of these assistants who do the job to bring them into these programs. But at the end of the day, here's my point: why are you mad? It's a business decision. Why are you upset at Lane Kiffin? If you're going to say, Dukes, I don't like him, okay, I get that. But if you're just going to tell me that the decision took too long or it's the wrong thing, is it in this day and age of college football? Is it really? That's my deal, Mike, and that's why I told you this morning I'm torn. I'm not mad at Lane Kiffin. Get your money. Go do what you need to do. But this idea that he strung Ole Miss along or what are we talking about?
Look,
he just won more games, Mike, than anybody in the history of the program, and there are only three other coaches who've won more games since he's been there over the last six years.
The old school way of thinking, which, again, you just laid out, it's the new economics of college football, is you see it through – because this is, I mean, you made a promise to the organization. When they hired you, you were damaged good. You're not at FAU for a couple of years jerking around, you know, and then they gave you that shot at Ole Miss. So it is a two-way street, you know, and you could argue you did pretty well by each other. To have those 11-win seasons, like when South Carolina had Spurrier, you'll never see that again, you know. But can you actually say, like it's almost like something out of a movie. You know, how many yachts can you water ski behind, man? How much, an extra $10 million to go to LSU? Ole Miss closed the gap as best they could. And let's see if you can make this work. But LSU, to your point, it's still a better job. LSU has won with three different coaches. LSU gets better players before you even get into the transfer portal. And the thing is, it just makes it so tough for Ole Miss fans. It's your mortal enemy in LSU. You're going to lose out. You're basically blowing a smithereens, this championship. And the College Football Playoff Committee will probably drop them the way they dropped Florida State, because you're just not the same. Because Lane is not a CEO. Lane is involved with every aspect of the offensive play calling.
I am not connected to Ole Miss in any way, shape, or form. So anybody who's an Ole Miss fan, you have every right to be upset. I'm not talking to
you. It's the worst. It's like it's apples to oranges, but it's in its own way, it's kind of what FSU fans were feeling 2 years ago.
But I'm asking the normal guy who has no dog in the fight. That this dude's walking around. I saw so many people upset and mad, and I'm like, why? Players are not at the mercy of the coach's replacement. We used to be. I can leave.
Right.
That's what's fundamentally different. And when people get all upset and they go, the players have more control now than they ever have. And it used to be, Mike, guess what? We're going to bring a guy in who didn't recruit you, who didn't tell you what you meant to his program or what he was going to do with you, and you had to kind of reprove yourself. You don't like it now, you leave. Whoever if they don't like Golden, Mike, they leave.
The thing is, I think where the hatred for Lane or all the stuff that comes in for people outside of Ole Miss is, you thought that maybe – this guy had changed. Okay, he had gone from a guy
who won 75% of his games over 6 years.
Hear me out on this. A guy, I'm taking all the way back to when it started, when Al Davis basically said he's a fraud.
Yeah, but that wasn't anything to do with Ole Miss.
Hold on, hear me out now. Why, you're asking me why people hate the guy. I'm explaining it to you.
Yes, but you're talking about a different time period. That's like saying when I was 20, I'm 40 now. What's the difference?
The difference is people thought he actually had changed, like he had grown up. He wasn't the immature guy, the selfish guy who jets from the Raiders to the Tennessee Vols, who then leaves them in midnight to go to USC, who always seems to fall forward. The funniest part of all this is the hypocrisy of Nick Saban to go on College Game Day and say they should let him finish. When you wouldn't let him finish at Alabama, you told him to hit the bricks because you couldn't challenge him to stay focused on the job at hand when he was ready to go take FAU. All I'm saying is this guy is the typical clown who advances beyond his competency. He finally plants some roots at Ole Miss, does the job, only to revert back to the guy that we always knew he was in the first place. And it doesn't mean anything to me, but that's why some people have been coming down on this guy the last 72 hours.
What about you? 404-726-0929. Where are you at? It's one of, if not the biggest stories in college football.
He never changed. You don't change your stripes. He is that same guy.
First of all, Lane Kiffin is a really good coach.
What does he want?
He's won everywhere he's been.
Has he won a championship?
So he's a really good coach. That's first and foremost.
Is he going to win a championship at LSU?
Mike, how many other coaches are winning championships outside of Kirby and Ryan Day?
Is he going to win a championship at LSU?
Name them. I don't know. We thought Brian Kelly was going to win a championship. He wasn't invested.
That was to me. Well, you and I did sidebar on that. We always thought that was a strange fit.
So I don't know that. But Lane Kiffin is a good coach, first and foremost. You don't get these opportunities regardless of what you think about a guy's personality. And they're all skewed. They're all skewed at some point. You said it. Kirby feels untouchable because of the way he handles his business. But at the end of the day, there's all these courts with all these guys. So for me, I just look at Kiffin and I go, why are you upset at this dude? You're telling me you're mad because of the way he left the Raiders or he left Tennessee 1 year into his deal on a 6-year deal. He lied and said, or I don't know if he lied, but he said it was his dream job.
He's a con man. He
goes to USC and it doesn't work. Okay.
I mean, look, again, I'm not an Ole Miss fan. I'm just telling you, I think this is where some sports fans feel. I mean, doesn't mean anything to me, but I think folks felt he did change and he had finally matured. Okay, I'm going to see something through. And the timing of it. With your team on the cusp of maybe making a run to a semifinal, maybe even a national championship, to gut it and to rip it out.
When's he supposed to make this decision?
Well, I mean, or you don't, or you stay, because everybody else who had juice stayed. Kirk Cignetti stayed. Hey, even the Vols coach, Vanderbilt coach, Chuck Lee, stayed. I mean, you got all these people who are in a tremendous position, but the guy who's actually got a chance to go somewhere and win the championship pulls the disappearing act. It seems so unseemly. He didn't do anything wrong by the letter of today's college football world. It's just in the eyes of a lot of folks, he did the wrong thing. He could have done the right thing. He did the wrong thing.
What's the right thing, though? You stayed the right 6 years and won 75% of your
games.
And now
you get the best team you ever had on the cusp of a national championship, and you scram.
But that's not on him. That's the calendar.
And then you're also, because you are the petulant, immature Lane Kiffin, you revert back to your childish ways, and you turn it around and make it all old Miss's fault. They wouldn't let me coach, even though I was going to rip everybody out and take all the coaches.
Well, the AD has said that they didn't. That was from the AD.
But even Lane, he screws Ole Miss and then plays the victim card. That's why, another reason why people are mad at him or saying a bunch of bullshit.
So leaving for a better job is screwing people.
Well, I mean, in definition, you sign a contract and there's a buyout, so be it. You don't have a problem with it. I get it. Other people do.
No, it's not that I don't have a problem with it. I'm trying to find out why other people have such a big problem with it.
I think nobody sees anything through anymore. He's a metaphor for 2025.
Okay.
I'm getting mine, and the rest of you be damned. Because I don't give a crap about the collective. I don't care about the team. I don't care about the fans. I care about Lane Kiffin.
Even after he did as much as he's done.
Yeah, but again, he's not doing it for peanuts, and they were just within $10 million of what LSU was offering. So it's not like if LSU doubled what Ole Miss was bringing in. I mean, the deals were comparable, and Ole Miss's fan base was passing that. Like, man, can we ever get there? So basically, another reason why the national media is on this, it's basically, yes, the little guy, and Ole Miss is kind of the little guy, can never win the championship.
Okay, but you just said LSU's a better job.
It is a better job. By all definitions, it's a better job.
Okay. That's what I don't get. We're talking
it's the timing.
Out of both
sides
of our mouth.
It's the timing. If there was somehow a way where you could move on and everything in the calendar progressed after the Super Bowl, where everything could be in place, but that's not the way the world works. Teams are scrambling to find their head coach, LSU as well.
Yeah, and that's the other part about this. And that's not Lane. That's not any of these coaches who have changed jobs, by the way. All these coaches that have gotten hired, this is the calendar. You can only wait a certain amount of time. You guys realize signing day is this week.
Right.
Signing day is this week. Then you get 15 days in January to decide whether you want to go somewhere else or not. And then that's it. This second portal window is gone now.
Right.
So you've got to make decisions. And I just look at this and I go, wait a minute. You wouldn't go?
Okay, but also the move itself. I think we've established that because one program is at another level, even though this was a down year and Kelly was a bad fit. It's the way it went down, I think. If I'm answering the question why people are feeling the way they are, I got a kick, and I forget who. I got to give credit to this. It was a guy on Twitter who's an Ole Miss fan who had a great line. He goes, the funniest part is Lane Kiffin saying he was going to pray to the Lord for guidance.
He did.
And he said, Jesus was like, my son, screw Ole Miss over and also try to blackmail them into letting you coach the playoff by threatening to take all your staff and players with you to LSU. That was the message that he got from his prayer, which is kind of funny.
It is funny. When he said that at the end of the game the other night, I think it was Friday at the Egg Bowl, and he was like, I got a lot of praying to do. And I was like, really? I was like, really, really, Lane? Mm. Either way, look, I'm not going to question that man's faith. If that's what he did, so be it. But it is funny because we all feel like that's not really what happened.
It just feels disingenuous. And that's the thing. After a couple years of him, Lane, being established at Ole Miss, it's just kind of funny. It's like the girlfriend you felt changed, or you're the boyfriend. You change. You don't change. People, they make incremental changes, but overall, people do not change.
Wow.
They don't.
That's a pretty broad statement.
People don't change.
That's a pretty broad statement.
You can get better at certain things. There'll be certain aspects of your life you might be better at, but your core is your core. Your soul is your soul. You are who you are.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Day-Day, you believe that? I see your face in there.
I think people can change.
I do too.
He does hot yoga now. That's how he changed.
Who did?
He does hot yoga now. That's how he changed.
No, I mean, look, I grew up a little bit. I got married. I got a little more responsible. But I'm still a selfish son of a bee.
Yeah. You know? He's trying to get with his ex-wife now. I guess maybe that's a change.
You ain't in them streets no more, though.
No,
right?
God.
You changed.
That's true.
To a degree.
So you changed.
Wayne did do that. Wayne got out those streets. He put the bottle down and became more committed to his job.
Now, look, I think this is just me. Mike, that's interesting.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.